This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joined now by former Brewers pitcher Chris Capuano on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Chris, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Great to be here.
Okay, so we're going to get into the latest project you're in. I'm on the website, and I am blown away by what I'm seeing, called Boston Biomotion. .com, but I want to get your thoughts on the Brewers first. Thoughts on what you saw last year out of this Brewers team and this whole bullpenning concept that they used late in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely kind of a unique way to go about it, but I think Counts was trying to do whatever he had to do to stay competitive, and that involved a little bit of an unorthodox management of the pitching staff, but you know, it ended up working out, and the finish to the season was just so exciting to watch. And, largely the team's still intact, so looking forward to watching them repeat and get in the playoffs this year.
Chris, how hard is it when you are coming up through the minors and you're starting like a Peralta or a Burns, and then you get to the major league level and they're saying, well, you're going to have to go in the bullpen now and pitch out of the bullpen like Burns had to do last year? How big of a transition is that?
I found it very tough. I'm actually amazed and impressed with the guys that are able to make that transition seamlessly, which a lot of guys do. But, back in the day, 10, 20 years ago, that was kind of how you came up as a starter and you kind of had to earn your way out of the bullpen before you kind of earned a way back into the rotation. So that was kind of how it was done for a long time, and but I know just from personal experience that when you are accustomed to being a starting pitcher and you're accustomed to that rotation of every 5 days, being on call every day, there's a real art to managing your workload, managing your workouts, managing your mindset. There's a lot of things that go into being successful in the bullpen.
Yeah, Chris, how hard is it to get the right person as a catcher? Grandal will be in there this year. So this is first year with the team. I mean, they've always had the other guys' opinions of the world. How hard is it to get the right guy in there? Or that's what spring training is for, to get used to each other?
Yeah, I mean, spring training is a great time to try the different catchers out. You know, you can work together in your side sessions, in your practice sessions. Yasmani's a top talent though in the league. Though I played against him a lot when I was in LA when he was with San Diego, and just speaking to guys like Kershaw and Zach Greinke, I know that Yasmani's super hard worker, and I don't anticipate the pitchers having too much of a problem being comfortable with him.
Yeah, how much do you feel for a guy like Jimmy Nelson? Been out for 2 years, had a horrific injury. He wants to get back. He threw, some couple sessions, and they put him out there, and it just seems like he's eager for the next step. Can you talk about his journey a little bit?
Yeah, I think I definitely feel for him because I had, I had my first Tommy John in 2002. Yep. When I was really doing well in the AAA level, just knocking on the door, ready for that call, and then bang, you're hit with an injury, and you have to sit out for a year. And then I had it again where I missed 2 years in 2008, missed all of 2009, mm-hmm. and then came back in 2010. So I definitely feel for Jimmy and he's one of those like prototypical horse kind of starting pitchers guy, big, strong guy, just wants to go out there and eat innings and take his team deep into games. So psychologically is probably the biggest thing, dealing with missing time like that, because as athletes, we wrap up so much of our value in being productive and being out there playing. So I think that's the toughest part from a psychological standpoint. So I feel for Jimmy, and I'm hoping that he makes a seamless transition coming back.
Time with former Brewers pitcher Chris Capuano on to talk about BostonBiomotion.com. We'll get to just a couple of minutes. I got to get your thoughts on Jeremy Jeffress, because he was in that organization back when you were there as well, coming up through the farm system and so forth, and then had some missteps along the way, obviously, in the minors, and then had his journeys around Major League Baseball, but seemingly has found his way back in the Brewers organization.
Yeah, JJ is, you know, has a special place in my heart because I've known him since he was a young kid coming up. Always had electric stuff and always just, you know, just like one of the nicer guys you'll meet around the clubhouse, good teammate. So I really pull for JJ. And, you know, I know I wasn't watching the game the other day, but I guess he, you know, his velocity was down and hopefully they caught whatever he's got going on in his shoulder. I think he's got a little bit of soreness or a little bit of, you know, fatigue going on. Hopefully they caught it early enough where they can nip it in the bud at this point and he'll be ready to go opening day. But, you know, they got a lot of, you know, Josh Hader's another guy who I saw as a very young pitcher who I love watching now. He's just got kind of nasty stuff. And Corey Knebel, too, another great guy who I knew as a young player as well. So I really root for all those guys. And, you know, JJ's situation is kind of exactly what I've been involved in, working with Boston BioMotion and Proteus and trying to develop a better way for baseball players, athletes, people in general to train where you can flag those weaknesses, those imbalances early, you know, kind of catch that stuff before it becomes a problem. And that's one of the big things they're working on over at Boston BioMotion Proteus.
Explain this to me, because it says for this Proteus system, 3D resistance is multi-vector resistance. Can you translate, please?
Yeah, those are a lot of big words.
For a sports talk guy especially, yes.
It's pretty easy. Just imagine yourself in a big, sticky fluid, right? Any way that you move, you're going to have resistance, right? In any direction that you move. And so that's sort of how you can think about three-dimensional multi-vector resistance. It means that any direction you move this machine, it resists you in the exact opposite way. And because it provides such a unique resistance, it's now able to measure all kinds of metrics related to your strength and muscle performance. So it can, as you're training, you're building strength, you're building muscle, but it's also tracking your strength and it's tracking your movement pattern. You can look for changes that might signify and flag injuries before they happen. And it does all of this automatically while you train. So that's kind of the power of Proteus. And from just a machine standpoint, from a physical training apparatus standpoint, Proteus, you can think of it as combining about 20 or 30 machines that you might see in the gym into one platform. So very versatile. You can do all of your traditional exercises on the machine, but then you can also do functional movements, like you can do a baseball throw, or you can do a swing or a golf swing or a basketball shot, and you can invent entirely new exercises. So, you know, just a very safe, smooth resistance, much more efficient, higher muscle activation than standard free weights, cables, and bands. And that's the combination of Proteus, a training machine and a powerful tracking system.
So I'm former Brewers pitcher Chris Capuano, and anybody that was around Capuano back when he played for the Brewers knows that you lived in the weight room for the most part. You weren't one of the smaller dudes by any stretch of the imagination. So how did you get involved with this?
I, you know, when I finished my playing career in 2016 with the Brewers, I'd always wanted to go back to school as kind of a transition, you know, because we're going to be ball players a lot longer than, you know, former ball players a lot longer than we were active ball players. So I wanted to look for a program where I could, you know, learn something and build new skills before I transitioned out. And that's what brought me to MIT. I'm doing an MBA program, which is a business degree here at MIT. And at their Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, which is an annual event here in Boston, last year I met Sam Miller and I saw Boston BioMotion and its flagship product, Proteus. And, you know, within about 10 minutes of using this program or using this machine, it really resonated with me just going through what I had gone through. And I said, man, I wish I would have had this when I was playing. And, you know, we quickly struck up a good relationship, and now I've been advising and helping them with strategy and development for the system. And it's just been so exciting to see how much the athletes love using the machine. We have currently have one major league team using it, and we have three Division I college programs. The most recent is actually University of Wisconsin, who has a Proteus system installed. So the athletes love it. You know, it's a great machine to train on, and I really think that it's going to, it's already, you know, showing the ability to improve on-field performance and also, you know, flag injuries and fatigue before they become a serious problem.
So how do you see this going forward then? Do you see it doing mostly for, you know, universities and sports teams, or do you see this eventually getting into a Planet Fitness or one of those type gyms?
Yeah, the Proteus system eventually is really spawning a whole new category of intelligent fitness equipment. And I think the future, you'll actually see a consumer version that you can have in your home that'll be like a virtual trainer.
Oh, wow.
And while you train on it, it'll be gaining insights into your particular body and your movement patterns and then automatically incorporating those insights into your training program. But the more immediate future is pro sports teams, Division I colleges, athletic departments, and then training centers. But kind of the mass market for Proteus by Boston Myomotion is going to be physical therapy clinics, you know, gyms, training centers. So, but, you know, this initial, for the first market, really, it's more of the bigger training centers, college programs, and pro teams.
Hey, man, I wish you luck. You've always been a nice guy to me over the course of time, and continued success to you, buddy. I hope it all works out.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Chris Cappiano, a former Brewers pitcher on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.